Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your girl, Virgie Lindsay. And we're just excited about today. I haven't got to my switchboard yet. I'm working on everything. Kind of nervous. This is my first interview in like forever, you all. So just hold on and just bear with me today. Our special guest will be, he's a criminal defense attorney. Also, he does family law as well as personal injury. So we'll have Mr. Benjamin Taylor here today with us. We're waiting for him to call in. Then the call-in number is 929-477-3863, so you can call in. So we're going to go over some of his bio with you right now, so just give me a second. I'm doing a lot of things at once right now, so just give me a second to set everything up. Hold on, just give me a second. I'm having some technical issues, so hold on. He's over here. I'm with you. Okay, Benjamin Taylor, he's a dynamic legal practice. He focuses on personal injury, family law, and criminal defense, including death penalty cases. His view on legal matters have been sought by national media, including the Today Show, NBC, Fox News, O'Reilly Factor, CNN, HLN, MSNBC, ABC. No, wait, hold on. I can't see right now, y'all. I'm having technical issues with my eyes. NPR, the New York Times, and LA Times. He's a frequent guest analyst on Phoenix area TV news and talk radio. He has represented celebrities, athletes, and other newsworthy clients. So we're welcome to the show right now. I'm waiting to see him on my switchboard. So just bear with me with the switchboard going on, too. I got a lot going on. He hasn't called in yet, you all, but welcome to my show. And if you would like to call in for questions today, the call-in number will be 929-477-3863. You can call in and ask questions after we set up. Let him be able to call in right now. I'm just waiting for to get him on the line right now. So let's wait for him to call in and let him in. We'll be talking about criminal cases that involve. I'll give you some examples of injustice. There's different kinds of injustices that we carry on. Hold on, he's here at the show, so we're going to go ahead and let him in. Let me see if I can still do this. Hold on. Let me see. Ben? Hold on, I got another phone ringing. Hold on. Hello? Ben, are you on the show? Hold on, I'm going to get somebody else to answer this phone here. Okay, they got it. Hold on. I can't get him on the switchboard. I can't hear him. Can anybody hear me out there? Can somebody call me and see if they hear me? Ben, I'm trying to get you in the switchboard, but I'm having some technical issues with my switchboard. I'm working on it. Really quick, so don't hang up. There's a lot of people calling. Hold on. Can you all wait till I get Ben on the line to talk to, please? I'm waiting for somebody to. I'm waiting for somebody to call in. Hold on, just a second. Can y'all give him a second to? Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Grateful Gift Show.
Hi, how you doing this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling in to listen to the show right now. This is OJ. It's not
okay,
OJ Simpson, but.
Oh, hi, OJ. Thank you for calling. Can y'all just give Ben a second to call in on the switchboard? It's a lot of calls coming in, so I don't know which number he's calling from. So can you give me a second to get him on the show so you guys can – we have to go over a lot more before I start taking questions anyway. Hold on just a second.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to the Grateful Gift Show.
Benjamin, can you hear me? Hello?
Hey, Benjamin, how you doing? Yes, can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I had a little chaotic moment right now trying to get you in. Everybody's calling, and I just want to ask the audience, before you call in, please let me get the guest on the line because it tangles up the switchboard and I can't get him in. But welcome to the show. You all just went over the bio of Benjamin Taylor. He's one of the best lawyers in the country, I think. So welcome to the show. While we just want to just introduce you and how you been doing today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on. So welcome back for having your show on.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, today we're just going to go over some of the things that you do. I know you do quite a few things as an attorney. You're just not a criminal defense attorney. You're also a well-known personal injury attorney, as well as family law, and you also do tribal work law, don't you?
Yeah, my law partner does tribal work, like, you know, on the reservation, and we do personal injury, like people who've been in car accidents or who have been injured or hurt, and then we do family law, people who are going through divorces or need help with child custody. So those are our main areas of practice, and then, of course, criminal defense if somebody's been accused of a criminal offense.
Oh, okay. I know that this is the best quote ever of injustice, and I just want to quote something that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he quoted about injustice, and it says that, let me see if I can find that. It's so many, my phone is ringing. Can people stop calling me on my personal phone, please? I'm doing an interview right now. I know everybody wants to also ask questions about the show, but we're doing the show live right now, and my switchboard, just the entire thing just went down because I'm getting too many calls, Benjamin. So we're just going to have to go straightforward as far as the things that I'm going to say about injustice. There are certain kinds of injustices. You are, one is a human injustice. It's it's a quality relating to unfairness or undeserved outcomes. You know, the term may be applied to reference to a particular location or situation or to a longer status. I see so much going on with injustice. So do you want to just share about injustices? I don't want to talk much about your cases because I know that you can say so little about the cases. But Benjamin is well known just for these few cases I'm going to mention because he didn't represent Jody Arias, which I had said, but he did represent Robert Johnson, the guy that the media went wild with all over the land. They were talking about how he was assaulted by the Mesa Police Department, and Benjamin defended it, and he beat the case. So can you just share what you can about that case, Benjamin, with the audience?
Yeah, I mean, it's a case that happened in Mesa, Arizona, that people should be able to Google, just Google a man beaten by Mesa police, and it made, you know, local and national media attention, where a gentleman who was unarmed, by the name of Robert Johnson, who's our client, was pretty much, as you see in the video, like brutalized and beat up by the Mesa Police Department. And it's a sad case. And luckily, you know, bring awareness to Mesa Police Department's culture. They've had a crazy culture, not just with my case, but with other cases where they've, you know, been antagonizing and harming and brutalizing people all across the board. They brutalize their grandmothers. They brutalize my client, and that's a culture that needs to stop. And hopefully, the chief's able to, you know, get the bad apples out of there. You know, most officers are good people, and they're trying to do their job, and they work hard out here. And I think they actually need help. They need mental health help. They need mental health treatment. They need a lot of help out there. However, there are some ones that are abusing their power, abusing their authority, and abusing the badge that need
right.
to be fired and dealt with. So that's a
Absolutely.
Case that kind of shows about police brutality.
Oh, wow. That's so crazy that, you know, the things that are happening nationally with brutality is scary. I mean, when you face the police now, you don't know whether to say hi to them or, you know, just in passing, you don't know what to do because you're in fear of just what kind of mentality would they have. And, you know, when you don't have mental health, there's a lot of situations that can go just completely, totally all bad, Benjamin. You know, and a lot of people that they work every day at their job, a lot of people need mental health treatment. They need to be seen. They're dealing with issues. Some people need counseling. So what would you advocate to the – and then also a lot of people that the police confront as well that have mental health issues, it always goes all bad, too. I know a guy that got killed in California. His father called him. He had a mental health issue. He got killed in California. I was looking at the video the other day, and also my cousin here in Phoenix had mental health issues that, you know, the police were called out, and she was killed by the police officer here in Phoenix, Michelle Cousseau. Rest in peace. But I want to talk more about, what do you think about, how can you guys tackle, I know my aunt, Mama Frances Garrett, is on Michelle's mom, but how would you tell the audience to handle when they call the police or mental health people to kind of protect them more, because it's happening more than people ever know about, because I did some research on it. So how would you speak with the audience as a client that has mental health services and the agency is called out and the paramedics come and then they call the police because they're acting crazy? How is some ways that their family can kind of divert the situation so the person won't get killed by the police?
I mean that's an excellent question, and unfortunately, people are calling the police because they have a family member who is mentally ill, who has, you know, kind of maybe didn't take their medicine or just they're having issues with that day, and they're calling the police for help. And a lot of times, unfortunately, I think the police are trying to do their best, but they're not really trained in dealing with mental health issues, so they're coming there maybe with, you know, on high alert, and they end up, unfortunately, like you said about, you know, Michelle Cousseau, and there's been other cases here in the Valley where they end up killing the person who, you know, is mentally ill, who they probably could have de-escalated the situation with other means of ways to just be patient and wait it out, or maybe use a taser or use something else other than using lethal force by shooting the person. So, like I said before, they have tough jobs, but I guess when you do call the police, you just need to let them know that, say, hey, this person is mentally ill. This person is not going to harm you. They don't have any weapons on them. They're not going to, shoot you. And it's probably, please be aware, so when you come here, you can, you know, just kind of be able to de-escalate the situation instead of just using the first force you think of is a gun. You know, I think that's the issue which the community and the police are having, is that I think the police, you know, in some situations they have to use a gun, they have to use a taser, they have to use deadly force, which we understand. But there are situations where I think it takes a little bit more patience and the skill, and that's why, you know, they are hired and trained to be skilled at these situations where they can be patient and realize what needs to be used deadly force and what needs to be used a taser or another means of force in order to capture a suspect.
That's good. That's good information.
So the original question is just, you know, I think when you call 911, just make sure that the 911 operator has as much information as possible so that they can relay it over to the police officer if your family member is mentally ill. That way the police will have all this information and maybe they'll be able to de-escalate the situation and then they're on higher alert. A lot of times, unfortunately, the 911 operator and the police officer, they don't have all the information what they need because it is a fast situation. And I think officers are going into situations where maybe they feel like they are on very high alert and with, you know, their hands on the trigger, instead of maybe that this person is a mentally ill person, this person can maybe just a little bit more patience, and they could maybe talk the person down or be able to use other means of force than just shooting them, like what happened in the Michelle Cousseau case, where if people are not familiar with that case, it was about a woman who, a mentally ill woman who had a hammer, but she was shot by the police and killed. But she was actually inside her house when she was shot.
Yes,
they
forced the door open. Yeah, and I want to thank you, Benjamin, because I was out of town when that happened, and you went, my auntie threw a party, and you were able to go over there and be supportive when the chief of police went to the party and everything. I just wanted to say thank you for that. And we also have a caller on the line, caller 520. Are you still there? Caller 520, are you still there? Okay, they're not there, but they probably called back in.
Yes, we're still here.
Okay, you're still there. Okay, do you have a question for Benjamin that you would like to ask him pertaining to anything, like he does family law, personal injury, and also criminal defense?
Yes, yes, thank you. I have a question. It's something I want to share. I kind of was in a situation like that, Benjamin. I was wondering if maybe if I could share information with you. I had like similar type incidents that happened with me, sort of like that, but it didn't resolve in death, but it could have police also. I was wondering if maybe if you can take a look or listen to me about what I'm talking about right now is there's an incident, of course, you know, I was a working citizen and everything, and at the time, and I ran into an instance at work. I was frustrated and at the time, and accidentally, you know, made a mistake. But, you know, I had about $500 in my pocket, and then I was frustrated with work. I went to work, and then I left work, and then I accidentally, you know, I went to Walmart, and I was frustrated, so I left $500 in my pocket. Then I went in, and I accidentally, I'll tell the truth, you know, I took one before, it was $10, a little shaver, and then, I ran out, and then I kept running, and then they were following me, and they chased me and everything, and then, you know, at that time, you know, I tried to get away, but then at that time, then, you know, they found me, I poked my head out, they found me, and then they kind of came in on me. It's probably about like 12 or 10 of them and stuff, and then the last words when it happened was like, you know, I was unarmed, everything, you know, hands up, and last words with the guns all on me and everything was like, I remember the last words was like, stop right now or I'm going to kill you right now, and I had my hands up and everything. Hey, I laid on the ground, and then all of a sudden, then officers came, and they put the handcuffs on me all real hard and everything. It was so hard, twisted up, that even my wrists start bleeding, and then, you know, I end up going in, I end up getting checked in, and then within, you know, a few hours, they end up dropping and letting me go. But then, hey, I went home, went to sleep, and then I woke up in the morning, and my hand went limp. My hand was paralyzed. You know, I ended up having
to... OJ, I don't mean to cut you off, sweetie, but we need to get to the question because our interview is over like in about 8 minutes. So if you have a question, and then also I want the audience to know, you also can contact Benjamin Taylor, attorney Benjamin Taylor, over at his website. It's going to be www.taylorgomezlaw.com, or you can call his number over at the office at 602-403-2102, Benjamin? Do I have it right? Because I'm going from the top of my head with the number.
1213-12602.
Okay, go ahead and ask him the question, OJ, and then we're going to, I have to ask him a few other questions, and we're going to have to end the show. And Benjamin, I want to ask you before he asks a question, will you be able to come back to the show?
Yeah.
We'll book you for longer.
Yeah, just to let people know, yeah, for the gentleman on the phone, 602-403-0212, 602-403-0212. You can give me a call there, mention the show, and I can, you know, try to see what we can do to help you out. Okay? Thank you for the call, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, then. Thank you so much, Benjamin, for that. But I just wanted to share with the audience again, you can contact Benjamin at taylorgomezlaw.com. Again, that's www.taylorgomezlaw.com. And you also can call him over at the office, 602-403-2102?
Benjamin? No, 0212, yeah, 403-0212. So this type of
0212.
My name is Attorney Benjamin Taylor. You forget, Google it, and then you know, the websites and the numbers will come up. But yeah, 602-403-0212. Thank you.
Okay, then. So we actually have 10 more minutes. So if any more callers would like to call in, just be brief with your questions. And you can also just call them after not after the show, but you can call them Monday morning. They'll be back in the office Monday morning. What time your office is open then? 8 or 9?
8 o'clock, yeah. But call us any time. We have, you know, we have people who answer the phone throughout the weekends too. So anytime you're in need, let us know, and we'll try to see if we can help you. Unfortunately, we can't help everybody out there, and I mean, wish we could, but there's a decent case, and we feel like we can get justice for you. We'll definitely see what we can do to help you.
And then the next time out, because Benjamin also worked, are you still on the state Arizona board, state bar?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, so that's how we met. We met in church, you and I. But I'm still faithful member, and still on the state bar board of governors, so which kind of oversees mainly kind of rules and regulations and makes decisions regarding attorney and judges throughout the state of Arizona. So yeah.
Oh, okay, then. Also share with the audience, I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry, but we're going to try to squeeze everything in here. Share with the audience about the volunteer work you're getting ready to do for veterans. Do you already have that underway?
The Arizona, it's a veteran stand down. The veteran stand down, which have happened usually in January or February of each year. So if you're a veteran out there, if you want to get help with any type of legal case that's pending, within, usually the Maricopa County area, we can help you with that. So I've been doing that for about 12 years now straight, volunteering for that. And it's an excellent opportunity for veterans who have served, people who have served our country and vets to get free legal help. And there's other services there. People get haircuts, people get clothing, get driver's license. So there's great services you can get. I've been doing that for over 12 years, just volunteering there to.
Oh, wow. That's a long time, Benjamin.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great service. And my dad was, I grew up in a military family. So my dad was in the Air Force, served a career in the Air Force. So that's my, small way to give back. So.
Wow, that's great. And Benjamin also is a native of here. When I met you at the church, I thought you came from Atlanta with Pastor, because he brought a lot of people with him from Atlanta. So I thought you came from Atlanta. I actually didn't know you was here. I didn't know you was an attorney until Pastor mentioned it in the church one night, and then I was just amazed. But I just want to read over what I was going to share with the audience about what Dr. Martin Luther King has said about injustice right quick, because I was able to pull it up. And he said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We're caught in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. And then you can find that quote online as well. So I just want to thank Benjamin for being here. Oh, about the lady also in Flagstaff. Are you that?
Hello? 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 I lost you.
Hello?
Hello? People still there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm still here. Something happened with the switchboard and it knocked me off. But I was just sharing with the audience, share a little bit about, can you hear me now, Benjamin?
Oh, hello? Yeah, I hear you now. Can you hear me?
Okay. Can you share with a little about the police hit in the face? What happened there? I mean, that you can share right briefly.
Yeah, that's a case that happened where that made, national news too, in regards to a woman in Flagstaff who was literally unarmed and was punched in the face twice by the police officer. So if anybody were to Google, Flagstaff lady punched in the face by a police officer, they can see that video there. So that's the good thing about video now. It's helping, change our justice system, because now people can see the truth of what's going on out there. So that's what I think. God for cell phones and video cameras, so people can
solve
justice.
And would you advise people, like a lot of the people that have a cell phone too, we want to touch bases on this right quick too. A lot of the people had cell phones. We have literally seen videos where the officers attacked them and took their cell phones. What can they do about that situation right quick for our closing, Benjamin?
I mean, the main thing is to stay alive. Anybody trying to fight back and trying to, you know, fight back to the police officers, because, like I said, I mean, most of them are trying to just do their job, and they could be stressed out, and you don't want to get hurt or get shot, right? So I always tell people, if you've ever been in a car accident or been violated by the police officer, take down their badge number, take down their information, you know, and then always contact our office, and then we can look into it and see if there's anything we can do to help. But the main thing is to stay alive and get out the situation and take down the name and their badge number, and then investigation can pursue. And now a lot of officers
okay.
have body cameras. And with body cameras, can you look at the evidence. Can you hear me?
Right. Yeah, I'm still here. Will they be able to get their phones back in case they take them? Or what goes on when they can't get the phone back, or they don't want to give the phone back?
I mean, it depends.
Is that a legal matter?
Sometimes phones are taken as evidence, but usually you have your First Amendment, you know, constitutional right to be able to film in spaces. As long as that impeding on the investigation, as long as you're not, like, right in the officer's face, like, you know, I mean, you should be able to, in a fairly reasonable distance, film if necessary, and that's your First Amendment right to film. So.
Okay, well, we want to thank you for joining the show, and we're going to get you back. I have to see how I can get the show longer, because right now I have only 30 minutes. I think I have to pay a fee or something, another kind of fee or something. I have to check it out. I emailed Blog Talk Radio about it, and they haven't sent me back because I can't see how to set up payment for what the other stuff that I need to pay for. So I just want you to be able to come back. I want to invite you back, Benjamin, and I just really want to say that I appreciate you so much as a brother in the Lord. I always say brother on Facebook because you are my brother. I mean, you're so humble and sweet and kind, and I just thank God for the work that you're doing, and I hope and pray that you continue to bless our society, you know, and social media. You know, a lot of people find out a lot of things about other people on social media, so I'll continue to encourage other people through your ministry. So I'll encourage them, and I'll continue to promote you. And I just want to say thank you so much. And do you want to say anything in your last 2 minutes? And also, they can contact you at www.taylorgomezlaw.com and give them the number. Cause you know it done ran out of my head right now, Benjamin.
No, it's 602-403-0212, and I appreciate you having me on. If anybody needs any help,
no problem.
Just Google Attorney Benjamin Taylor. But yeah, no, keep up the good work, and like I said, I met you in church many years ago, and I appreciate always your support in the community, and it's good to have you back on, you know, Blog Talk Radio, because people need to hear, you know, positive words and somebody, you know, a Christian like yourself that's out there, you know, spreading the truth and helping people out. So keep up the good work yourself.
Okay, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again. And next time, we'll just have an hour or two. A lot of times in the past, I had like 2 hours, but I'm just waiting. Like I said, I'm waiting on the response from Blog Talk. And again, I thank you for all the work you're doing for the community and so many others. I mean, just all around the nation. I mean, you've been on the Today Show, CNN, Bill Rallio Factor, the Rallio Factor, MSNBC, all of those networks. And people have been touched by the work that you do. So I just want to say again, thank you for joining me today. And everybody out there, have a blessed day. Benjamin, want to tell the people bye-bye?
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on and having me back on any time. So, yeah, so thank you. And anybody needs any help, just Google Attorney Benjamin Taylor. And we'll see what we can do to try to help you seek justice.
Okay, well, have a good day, and thank you again, Benjamin. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.